This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and mental health channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mike Porath, founder and CEO of The Mighty. The Mighty is one of the most powerful communities in health that helps millions of people facing diseases, disabilities, and mental illness. Mike, good morning and welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, how are you doing, Eric?
Hey, doing good, and really nice to have you out today to get us or introduce us to The Mighty. Now, what inspired you to start The Mighty for starters?
Well, for one, I have three children. My oldest has a rare chromosome disorder. And so my wife and I found that what helped us more than anything just in parenting, you know, our daughter was that, you know, connecting with real people facing, you know, the same kind of challenges that our family was. And we saw a lot of health sites out there with medical information, which can be initially helpful, but it's, you know, the day-to-day challenges. We just got so much more help from connecting with other individuals. And so we wanted to build a health platform that was based not on medical information, but on connecting with real people, with real stories, and those shared experiences. So that was really the thing that triggered it for us.
And why do you think The Mighty is an important piece of overall health and healthcare?
Well, I think that, you know, for, you know, the last 10, 15 years, again, there's been a lot of health sites that have done a tremendous job getting medical information out there. But I think that the ability to connect with other people and really build a large community with personal experiences that you know, a lot of people hadn't really put out there before is important. And it's what we have heard from the millions of people who read the site is that, you know, the one common thread is that they don't feel alone anymore. And that's such an important aspect, you know, when you're, you know, kind of thrown a curveball, you know, you get a diagnosis or you have a loved one that gets a diagnosis. And, you know, how do you think and feel about it? And who do you ask questions about on that personal side? And a community does that in a way that is just very different from just looking up medical information. So, you know, we think that we're hoping that we filled a big gap that existed before.
How would you best describe how your community is helping others?
Well, I think that what we're able to do is produce stories that people identify with in a very strong way. And so, we get emails, you know, particularly, you know, if you talk about mental health, you know, we have over 5 million readers a month reading stories around mental health. And we hear almost on a daily basis, you know, from folks saying that they are now going to therapy because of a particular story they may have read. And, you know, they identify with someone else and they think, wow, this person's a lot like me. And, you know, they talk about going to therapy and maybe that's something that I should consider. Or it's just the ability, you know, for people, again, to just, you know, not feel alone. We've also had stories where, you know, people have been misdiagnosed. We had a story about a woman who wrote to us saying that, you know, she had lived with cerebral palsy for more than 30 years or so she thought. And it turns out that she went to a new doctor and discovered that she didn't have cerebral palsy. She had a form of dystonia. She took a pill and literally her life changed. She stood up for the first time in decades. And then within a few months, she was going on 10-mile hikes. And, you know, we thought that story was remarkable. We got that out in a big way. She ended up on the Today Show and a lot of other places. She wrote to me a few months later saying that since sharing that story with our community, she has heard from over 20 people who believe they had cerebral palsy too, but because they heard her story, they went and got checked out. And it turns out they had the same thing she has. So literally that just shows the power of an individual story that, you know, at least 20 lives were really altered in a very positive way because someone shared something about their own personal experience. Can't say that happens with every story, but again, it just shows the impact that someone's personal experience can have on others.
Certainly a great example shared there today. We are with Mike Porath, founder and CEO of The Mighty, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mike, how many contributors do you have to The Mighty?
So we have about 3,500 contributors right now, and we're adding 60 or 70 a week. And so that's a very big part of all of this is, these stories really do come from the community. And then we also partner with hundreds of, organizations. Many are nonprofits, other are hospitals and other health organizations, because we have to put just as much effort in getting those stories that we have in front of people who will identify with them. And so in terms of building our own community, we're really leveraging a lot of the existing communities that are out there. So when we have a story, let's say on bipolar disorder, we want to make sure that story gets in front of people that are facing that, and it's through all the partnerships that we have that we're able to, you know, again, take the stories that we're producing on a daily basis and get them in front of people who we think they can impact.
Lastly, how easy is it to contribute to The Mighty, and can anyone share their story here?
Yes, we try to make it as easy as possible to share stories with The Mighty. You don't have to be a professional writer or anything like that. We are just looking for people who have life experience, you know, with any particular, you know, condition. So you can go on our website. It's pretty clear where you can submit. There's a big button that says submit, and you can you know, just drop in a story right there, contact our editors, and we take it from there.
And of course, the big question is, where can listeners get more information, and how can they be in touch accordingly?
So they can go directly to our site, themighty.com, and then they can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, you know, all the typical social media channels as well. That's how most people see us, and we also have hundreds of thousands of people signed up to a variety of newsletters that we produce on particular conditions. And that's a way that, you know, we can get to people, you know, several times a week through that, just in, you know, letting them know some of the stories that we're producing on the conditions that they're most interested in.
Well, congratulations on what you've put into place here and are certainly contributing in the space. Mike, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and wish you continued success.
Thanks very much, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mike Porath, founder and CEO of The Mighty, one of the most powerful communities in health that helps millions of people facing diseases, disabilities, and mental illness. And for more information and for contact, simply visit themighty.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.